And we've talked about it before. We want players to make the decisions for us because of how they play. We don't want tiebreakers, and out of option status is a tiebreaker. We still like the power, but with the camp that Osuna's having, his ability to play third, first, right, with the camp that Jordan is now starting to have, struggled a little bit early, but is showing the signs that we've seen. So we're going to have an interesting decision, and then we also may carry 13 pitchers to start the season, even with the multiple off days. So that is another option for us, as we may carry an extra arm, given the depth of the arms, given the quality. Our relievers have tended to have a little bit of a challenge getting into that second inning. We've talked about wanting multiple innings out of our pen. Brault and Glass, now, if they're not in the rotation, can provide that. But the ability to have some other relievers give us two innings if need be in the middle of a game in case the starter can't get through a lineup a third time, or just with the volume of games. So we go from three off days in a very short period of time to, I think, multiple times where we've got 10-plus games consecutively in April as we roll into May. So with the option ability of most of the guys in our bullpen, with the option ability of everyone except Brents, we may fluctuate back and forth between 12 and 13 or 13 and 12.
How much is Frazier's ability to play left and play it fairly well kind of play into that decision to possibly go with 13 to start?
Actually, the ability of David to play third and first really well, the ability to play Sean anywhere on the field except maybe pitcher and catcher, and I hope we don't have to ever see him catch, but I'm sure he'd go handle that fine as well. And then Adam's versatility, it allows to potentially go a player short on the bench to have the extra arm in the pen. The ultimate question becomes, what has the biggest impact? That extra ability to pinch hit in Osuna, in Brent's or in Luplo's case, or the ability to maybe give us another inning in the middle, or allow Clint to go get a starter earlier, or to go get a reliever earlier if we're struggling, or to protect our guys early as we're coming out of the gate. So some of these decisions will be out of the player's control. It'll just be fit on the roster and what decision we ultimately decide to go with. But they also can help that by how they play and how they go about it.
Is this a decision you guys have made, or is this still being kicked back and forth?
Still being kicked back and forth. Okay. Again, with what Osuna's done, with the inability to option Brents, and the reason we went and got him is still there, and Jordan, just the threat that Jordan brings, but also, you know, where does the rotation end up? Where do our relievers end up this final week? And again, as we've talked about several times, the opening day roster may change very quickly. It's not going to be the same on May 1st, and because of the flexibility we have in a variety of spots, it may be an evolving process, and yet we also understand how hard it is for players to come up and go back. It's easy to, in a vacuum, to say we'll just bring a guy up and back every fifth day, and it's hard to be that guy that comes up and back every 10th day or 11th day, and we've had a handful of those conversations with some guys who have been in that role before, and we do want to respect that that's not an easy role to be in.
You comfortable with Osuna at third or the outfield in the big league game?
We are. Again, we have other players that would probably be there in front of him. We love the bat. I mean, that's where we're most comfortable with. And he can flat play first base. But can he handle third base? Can he handle right field? Pick spots for him? Absolutely. David is going to be the alternative at third base. And then even if there's other things that we would do. But if there's a pinch hit and a double switch, Jose, absolutely, we're comfortable with him in right or at third base. Most comfortable, obviously, at first base. But Josh Bell likes to play a lot and is capable of playing a lot, and we anticipate he'll continue to do so.
When you're talking about 13-12, how much does starting an American League ballpark change that? And might you make a decision that this is the group we want to have for Pittsburgh, but actually it's going to be a different group that for a series in Detroit?
Yeah, and that's where the optionability and the flexibility that we have with the group that are competing for those final bullpen spots, or in two of the three cases competing for that final bench spot, that will play a factor. Again, at the same time, we don't want to become inhuman and just these are moving pieces and they're pieces on a checkerboard and they can move all over the place. We want to be respectful of the guys and how hard they work and how they and how they've worked to earn their spot on a club and how they can help a club win. This has a chance to be a really fun Indianapolis club as we sit here today. We're going to have a significant rotation, not only in the starting rotation, but on that position player club. There's a ton of guys that we think can help win at the next level, and that bullpen is going to be interesting as well. So we're going to have depth that we haven't had as much of in the past. We're going to have some challenges in playing time, and Espo at AAA is going to have some interesting mixing and matching going on to keep all of these guys sharp and to keep all these guys growing.